3 years ago, 2021. Hey, was it 2021? 2022. Ah, yeah, 2022. So I thought you would be like more excited than, I mean, than the way you are doing. You know, it doesn't look like. One of the boys who was, in fact, the first drama I had in our J Church when I went to Kumasi, died a couple of weeks ago. He was 23 years old. When I went to the church, he was the one playing drums. And he was a great guy. I mean, those days when the drum set was old. I know you're standing. I know what I'm saying is also important. I'm saying this to make you understand that when you hear Bishop Dag's name mentioned, clap, shout, be excited, because his existence has affected our lives. Like, just by being in the world, my life and your life is the way it's going is because Bishop Dag exists in the world. And that's why when we mention, and I'm telling you the story to tell you something. When I went for the funeral, so a number of the J Church guys, those of us who were in J Church when I went to the place, a number of them, about 10 of them, yeah, 9 or so of them, came to Accra for the funeral. So at a point, when we finished, we went to the cemetery, we came back, we're just hanging out together. And we're just talking and just laughing. And we were happy. And at a point, it occurred to me that we are all able to be together and to be friends. And to even, because I was telling the girls that they should marry the boys. Like, the boys should marry the girls. And then the girls were telling me that they can't marry the boys because the boys are their brothers. So it just occurred to me that it's only because of Bishop Dag Heward Mills that total strangers can come from different places and call each other brothers and sisters. I think you should clap better for him than what you are doing. Yes. You know, so he's great. And you have to love him. You have to love him. You have to really like him for who he is. And I want us to put our hands together also for the convener of this place where we have gathered. This is his church. Bishop Kweku Atiemo. You don't like shouting. You don't like, I don't know. Oh, you're tired. You have got, when I was in this church, we were sitting on plastic chairs. Today, look at the church you are sitting on. Clap for the man to you, not clap. Yeah. When I was here, I used to sit here. My seat was behind. Yeah, I think around where Blessing sits. Normally, when you count 1, 2, 3, that's where I used to sit all the time. That was my seat. You know. And now look at you. Nice chair that you are sitting on. You not clap for the man. You know, one of the things, Bishop Kweku has, he has said only a few things to me in life, like 1, 2, 3, but they're like 1, 2, 3 phenomenal things. I won't tell you, but you want to know, but I will not tell you. And I think that is a very nice man of God that you have who here, and I think that you should your clapping is not, when I finish saying all the things I'm saying, we'll pray closing prayer and then we'll go home and go and sleep. Amen. And I want us to put our hands together for Lady Pastor, Lady Reverend Doctor. Wait. Lady Reverend Doctor Mameya Ajesuit. Now you can clap. Yeah, but listen. You see, this evening, when she picked me up and we're going to Bishop Kweku's house, I was trying to understand how her life works. And then I realized that her life, no, is not easy the way it works. And so for her to be able to find a way to bring you here against your will this evening, you see, it's a blessing. I think you should put your hands together. Well, she's going to be feeding us as we have come. We're going to be eating. George, are we not eating this evening? Yeah, we're going to be eating. She's going to be giving us food to eat. And I think that it's a blessing for us who have come from Kumasi. Amen. Closer, let us pray. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name for the opportunity to come here again. You know, 2 years, we are here again. And we are so glad that you ordained this before even the beginning of time, that we who are here are the ones who will be here. We're asking the Lord, you will open our hearts to receive your word, our ears be open. May we understand what we hear. We're praying above all for an impartation of your Holy Spirit. We're asking that everybody who comes here, even if we fall asleep in the middle of the service, may Spirit enter into us. May a Spirit enter into us that changes the course of our lives forever. May something happen to us in these 2 days we are going to be here. May everyone who comes here leave this place totally, completely affected, permanently. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. All right, put your hands together one more time for the Lord, and you may take your seats. Okay. The time is 8:04. I promise you we are closing at 8:30. Is it a good idea? Is it good? Because I want you to sleep, and then quick, I want you to come early tomorrow. What do you think? I can talk a lot. Like, I talk a lot. But it will not be good, because it means tomorrow you come here late. And I don't want you to come here, because tomorrow is a real, like, showdown. So you have to be here. All the people who didn't come, they're going to be here tomorrow. But this evening, I want us to, before I start to introduce, I want to say that I came here from Kumasi with three people. Okay, I brought some three people who are here. So you can see this is Uncle George, who is taking pictures for us today. Uncle Martin, where is he? Uncle Martin is, he's at the back. There's our J-Church teacher, one of our J-Church teachers is at the back there. He's doing something. And then Auntie Blessing is also a J-Church teacher. The one who just sang also teaches in J-Church. You can hear. And then Gideon is already here. He's like locally based, isn't it? But he's also in Bantama. He's a main guy. So he's also at the back there somewhere. Put your hands together. We call him, he's here behind the camera. We call him Ogidi. Ogidi is the name we call him by. So he's also there, you know, helping to make it work. Tonight, I want us to just start to talk about the topic. The theme for this year's Strong Christian Conference. And by the way, I hope that the Strong Christian Conference is making you a strong Christian. Are you becoming a strong Christian? Eh? You are quiet. I don't know what it means. What does it mean? Are you becoming a strong Christian? Like, otherwise, Lady Reverend, why do we keep doing it? Why do we keep having it? Like, we spend money to do it. You know, but if you're not going to be a strong Christian, then it's of no use. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Let me show you. James, there's a scripture in James. James 1, I think. I don't know. Let me find it. Are you still here? We're closing very soon. Very. If you sleep, by the time you realize, I've gone home and left you here. Where is the scripture? Oh. Yeah, I found it. It's James 1. Okay. All right. So, James chapter 1, verse 22. Okay. And please pay attention for just a few minutes. We are closing very soon, I promise you. Because I want us to be here early tomorrow. James 1, 20, 22 says, but be ye doers of the word. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. So that's why I'm telling Lady Reverend that if you are not going to be doers of what we discuss at a Strong Christian Conference, then we are deceiving, me I'm deceiving myself, she's deceiving herself, we are both deceiving ourselves, and then you are also deceiving yourself. You're not minding me again. But what I'm saying is making sense, and I don't want to be deceiving myself, you know. Yeah, I told you I was in Accra this morning for a funeral. You have to ask yourself, how am I here this evening? Because it takes at least 12 hours to drive from Accra to here. Yes, and the funeral ended around 11 or something. So I should be arriving at 11 p.m. and I'm here. And I'm feeling very sleepy. It's not a joke. Well, I'm saying, this is making sense to you. I don't want to deceive myself. I don't want to come here and talk to people who have no intention. Let me tell you something for tonight. Tonight, because it is introduction, let me tell you something. Maybe we can just have a conversation and then we can go home and sleep. I want to tell you something. I want to tell you that. I want to tell number one. Number one, being a Christian. Are you awake? If you are, shake yourself. I want to shake my hand. I want, like, your mom is alive in the church. No, you're not shaking. Hey, do yourself like this. I want to know that, like, you are here. Your body, it works. It still works. Yeah. So you are here. Shake. Let me see. Yes. Great. I want to tell you that being a Christian is beneficial. Please, if I don't preach well, please correct it. That's why Bishop Kweku has sent you to come and sit down here, Lady Reverend, so I don't preach bad things. Being a Christian, somebody in whom Jesus Christ lives, by the Pastor Richard, are they feeling sleepy? Or I should just preach? I should just continue? I should believe in God and just preach? Being a Christian, the reason why the conference is called Strong Christian Conference, it should not even be like Strong Christian Conference. A Christian is a Christian. We shouldn't say Strong Christian. Because if you look in the book of Acts, where the word was first used, it was something about the people that made somebody describe them as Christians. So we don't even need like a qualifying word, like an adjective to say a Christian who is strong. A Christian is a Christian. And he must be strong. I'm not preaching well. But the reason why we created the expression strong Christian is because of you. Because like the Bible says, you look like the thing. There are many people who are in the church who look like the thing we are calling. And because there are many people who look like it, now, for us to be able to distinguish, I like what I'm preaching, for us to be able to distinguish between those who are the real thing and those who look like the thing, we are now calling the real ones strong Christians. It's a mistake. A Christian, I'll show you. I can show you in the Bible. You will see Christians. Look, see, sometimes when you look in the Bible, and I know you don't read the Bible, so that's why I came. To come and help you to read it. But when you look, for me, the best book to read, if you're looking for a book full of superheroes, Do you know superheroes? Like Iron Man, Spider-Man, Superman, The Flash, Green Lantern. Mention them. I don't mention them. Wonder Woman. Yes, mention. Black Panther. Yes. Green. I'm mentioning Green Lantern already. Mention. You're not mentioning them. I don't know whether you don't know. You don't know superheroes in Tamale. Green Goblin. Yes. Mention. Mention. Captain America, These are the people. The Hulk, the Aquaman. These are the superheroes. I've mentioned Batman. These people, they don't know superheroes. Where do you come from? Where are you coming from? You are from where? Are you from Tamale? Are you Tamale people? Yes. That's one. Where? These people, they know superheroes more than these people. Or are here is the girls in Kwan, or there are boys here. Who? No, Barbie is not a superhero. We're talking about superheroes. Thor. Let me tell something. These superheroes you are mentioning, they are characters. It's like somebody imagined something and created them. But in the Bible, they are real human beings who were superheroes more than these people that you are mentioning. Should I show you examples of people? There's a superhero in the Bible. When he gets angry, he enters into a city with tall walls, and he uses his hand to lift their gate and carries the gate on his shoulder and takes it away. You see, you are looking at my face. Yeah, real human being, not imaginary people, not Iron Man or this, but they are all imaginary. A real human being. You know, cities in those days, cities were built with walls. You have seen those movies. Haven't you seen those movies? Those war movies when the cities are tall. It's so tall somebody can stand on it. Have you not seen those? Have you not seen the gates? How tall the gates are? When they are even coming in, they have to use something to open the gate for the gate to open. And one man enters into the place. He uses his hand to lift the gate, takes the gate, removes it from there, and takes it away. One man. You are looking for superheroes. But you see, the thing is, what I'm telling you is that God has intended. I don't think I'm preaching well. I'm closing soon. You watch the time. Does this work? It doesn't work. God has intended that a Christian, which is you, should look like what you are seeing in the Bible. What I'm preaching is not interesting to you. I'll go somewhere to preach it next time. One day, a superhero, he had gone somewhere to go and do something. When he finished, he was with his friends. So he told his friends that they should take the lead. So his friends, they took a boat on the boat. Do you know boats? Do you know boats? I'm almost closing. Do you know boats? Not boat. And the friends sat in the boat. And he said, oh, you take the lead, I'm coming. And then the friends took the and crossed the sea. And they were going to the other side of the sea. And then this superhero, when he finished what he was doing and he came to the seashore, there was no boat there. So he said, okay, no problem. Let me start walking. And he started walking on the water. Well, have you seen that before? I don't know why you're not even clapping, you're not even excited. I don't know whether you are. Have you seen that before? He walked. See, he was walking. The people who took the boat, so let me give you the times. The guys took the boat away around 9 p.m. He started walking around 3 a.m. He walked on the water. He caught up with them. And he was going to pass by them to go to the other side to wait for them there. Okay, don't like this one. When they saw him, his friends, they thought he was a ghost. So, no, I'm not a ghost. It's me. So, what's the problem? So, we're having some issues. Okay, no problem. When he entered into the boat appeared on the other side of the shore. You see, you're not clapping because either number one, you don't believe me, or like, yeah. That is what a Christian is supposed to look like. Not strong Christian. I'm saying that the reason why we have to create a new term, strong Christian, is because you have refused. Ellie is your name, right? Ellie is your name. You have refused, Ellie. You know the meaning of refuse? You know the meaning of refuse? Uh-huh. Refusing, I won't do. That's refuse. You have refused to be a Christian. The image of the Christian. Today I'm not preaching. Tomorrow I'll preach. That's why I have come here. To do what? To remind you. I came to remind you. Strong Christian Conference is a reminder of actually how you should look like. That we got all today, the theme is not a novice. So I'm going to explain it and we're going to sleep. Is that a good idea? So, not. How many understand not? How many understand air? Air is what? What is it called in English? It's air. Look at this girl. You're not correct. Air is called an indefinite article. Do you know that? Eh? Hey, you're not minding me in the church today, oh. How many of you knew before I said it? How many of you know that it's called indefinite article? Okay, what is definite article? Example. Eh? 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 It's not an, Bia. It's not an. It's what? There. You see what I'm saying? You're not even sure. Okay, so we understand not, right? Right. We understand eh, right? But what we don't understand over there is the word novice. So I'm going to tell you what it means. Write in your book and then we can go and sleep. So the word novice, it means number one. It means someone who is a beginner. Somebody who is a beginner. A novice is a beginner. Are you writing? If you don't have a book tonight, tomorrow when you are coming, bring a book. Otherwise, I'll not be happy with you at all. Yes. A beginner. Do you have it? Number two. It means someone who is just starting. Do you see? Just starting. So, like, if you are learning to play piano, if you are learning to play piano, and last Sunday was your first time you went to a music school, then what are you? You are a novice. You are a beginner. Okay. Number three. Someone who is new at something. Like you have not done it before, you are now doing it for the first time, you are new at it. That's a novice. Someone who is new at something. New at something. Number three, that's number three. Number four, an inexperienced person. A novice is an inexperienced person. Where's your book? No, you that you are turning around. Where's your book? You don't have a book. Tomorrow you bring a book. Can you write? Okay. Do you have it? Number one is what? Who is a beginner? Number two is what? Who is just starting out? Number three is what? Who is new at something? Is new at it. He started it not long ago. This is new at it. Number four, an inexperienced person. He doesn't have experience. He has not done it for a long time. He doesn't have experience. And then the last one, number five, a babe is also a novice. Is a babe. B-A-B-E. Not baby. Don't write baby. Not babe like your girl. Your girl that you are calling babe. Oh, babe, babe. That is the boys called babe. The girls are calling the boys babe. Huh? SHS boys. Or not the SHS boys, JHS, SHS boys and girls. They are calling each other babe, babe, babe. Even when you check their phone now, they have saved the boys name as babe. Just love things. Yeah. Yeah, when the phone rings, you'll see babe, and then love things will be ringing. Hey, JHS boys and girls, and SHS boys and girls. Yeah, the girls like the love. It's like, why haven't you saved my name as babe on your phone? Why haven't you saved my name as babe? Why don't you love me? That's not the babe I'm talking about. This is B-A-B-E, babe. You see, the original meaning of the word babe is somebody who is not experienced. Is a novice. But if you are calling your girl babe, that's what it means. And girl is also calling you babe. That's what it means. That's what it means. Yeah, you think it's something cute. It's like something cute and something, you know. Eh? Like a new boy. Oh. No. Don't be an idiot. It means somebody who's inexperienced. You get it? And I think it rightly describes you because you, this JHS boy, JHS girl, are you not babes? Inexperienced people. Yeah, just starting. you know, inexperienced. Or you say, well, if a JHS boy or girl says that, my heart is broken. You see, we are pastors. A pastor, you must try and, you know, yeah, you know. But it's like in my head, I am insulting foolish girl, idiot. What boy has broken your heart or girl has broken your heart? But it's, oh, you know, don't worry, you know, Charlie, you know, God is, you know, it will be fine, it will be okay. But like, as I'm saying, no, foolish, stupid girl, but too foolish. Yeah, but like, oh, it will be okay, yeah. Baby, go. What are you doing? What are you doing with the babe anyway? But anyway, let's continue. So how many of you have five, right? Number one is what? A beginner. Someone who is a beginner. Number two is what? Someone just starting. Number three is what? Someone who is what? New at something. Number four is what? An inexperienced person. Number five is what? Okay, so I'm going to close for tonight. Now, let's read the scripture, and then we're going to close with that one. Okay, Hebrews chapter 5, from verse 12 to verse 14, NLT, New Living Translation, Hebrews 5, verse 12 to verse 14. And I'm just going to, tomorrow we continue and enter into the meanings of the word properly. Because in this conference, I'm believing God that we will learn what to do to move away from being inexperienced people to become experienced people. On the scripture we are reading in Hebrews 5, let's read it, okay. Verse 12. Okay. Please don't put them together. It will be difficult to read. Verse by verse, okay. Verse 12. You have been believers so long now. Please, and this is talking to you clearly. You have been, you have not separated the thing. You have been believers for so long now that you ought to be teaching others. Who is he talking to? Who is he talking to? He's talking to Hebrew Christians. The book of Romans is a letter written to Roman Christians. The book of Corinthians, 1st and 2nd, is a letter written to Corinthian Christians. Christians living in Corinth. Are you following me? Galatians is a letter written to Christians in Galatia or Galatia, how you want to pronounce it. Ephesians is a letter written to Christians living in a place called Ephesus. Huh? Philippians is a letter written to Christians living in a place called Philippi or Philippi. Colossians is a letter written to Christians living in a place called Colosse. Yeah, so we get Colossians from Colosse. Are you following? Thessalonians is a letter written to Christians living in a place called Thessalonica. You didn't know all of these things. And you are inexperienced. That's why I came to tell you. But after this conference, you will start to take steps to become an experienced Christian. Your amen is not good. I'll take OA and go. I'll sneak early morning, tomorrow morning, sneak to STC station and take a bite, sneak back to Kumasi. I don't like your amen. Listen. I made you a promise. I don't want to talk a lot this evening. But there's only one reason why I came here. And I came here to convince you about the superiority. Is it too big a word? You hear something, eh? Superiority is a word. The superiority of being a Christian the way God expects you to be. Am I talking to human beings here? Hey. You were here. Why are you doing this? Come on. How do you say hurry up in Dagbani? I've forgotten all those things. Yom, hey, Ellie, come and sit here. What's your name? Paula. I'm saying that being a Christian is far, 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 far better than anything else that you would want to be. The benefits of being, am I preaching well? See, so, Pastor Roger, if you are a human being, and you are passing by, this is me. If you are a human being, is it? Do you see my shadow? The shadow is here. If you are a human being, and you are passing by, and people are sick, and you pass by, and your shadow falls on them and they are healed, are you a normal human being? Okay, I want to ask. So, this one and how you are right now, which one is better? That I'm not talking to them. Because when we come to convention, the people come to receive it. Or, so, if you are here and you have a sickness in your... Am I preaching well, Lady Reverend? If you are here and you have any sickness... Okay, maybe I came to the wrong church. Because these are the kinds of things that excite me. If you ask me, what do I want to become? I want to become something like that. I want to... So, if you see, that is a level. So, if you are here, you are feeling some pain in your body, put your hand where when you are feeling the pain, I'll pray for you. And you know, sometimes when you put your hand there, sometimes depending on if we don't even ask you to come to the front, because you're not sure that maybe if you come, you have not healed or whatever. But this guy, he's walking about, he's not talking to anybody. He didn't come here to come and pray for anybody. The guy is going somewhere, and sick people are by the roadside, and as he's passing, his shadow falls on them and they start getting healed. Please, what is your name? You don't like such things? You don't like such things? Or you go home. You come from where you go home. Then you take your shirt. Then you hang it on the line. Then somebody comes and steals it. And then when they take it home, their grandmother who has been sick of cancer for how many years gets up and starts walking. Your shirt. The shirt that you were wearing. You don't like it. I don't know what else you like. I don't mean that's what I like. That's what I want. Or you are going your somewhere, and then you meet some people who are going to bury their dead body. Somebody's uncle has just died, and they are going to the cemetery to go and bury the person. And as you are going, then you meet them and say, "Oh, what's going on?" And so, our uncle. I say, open the thing. Let me see. They have covered him with white cloth. So open the thing and let me see what his face. Then when they open the uncle's face, then you tell the uncle, how do you say get up in Dagbani? Yisma. Then Yisma, then the uncle gets and you continue walking. And the people who are going to bury a dead body, no, the dead body has woken up because the person came in contact with a Christian. What I'm preaching isn't making sense. Well, you see, God's intention, that is, when God said Christian, that was the picture he had in his mind. You are far, 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 far less, lower, below, far less inferior to what? That's what I'm saying. That we created the term strong Christian because of people have come to the church. They know how to do. So we are all Christians. So now it's like, if we want to find a real one, then when we find a real one, we call him a strong Christian. But that's not the thing. That's not the thing. So I mean, I came to tell you, your thinking is very so. See, listen, tomorrow we'll go into it. One of the reasons why you don't read your Bible, I don't know whether it's like which one comes first, but the reason why you don't even have this high ambition, like you don't want to be something great like this, is because number one, you don't even know about what I'm describing. Because Ellie, you don't read your Bible. You can watch SpongeBob SquarePants You can watch Henry Danger. You can watch Power Rangers. You can watch Sonic. Have you seen? Have you seen how you're shouting? You have been believers so long now that you ought to be teaching others. Do you have a younger brother? You have a younger sister or younger brother? You have a brother, smaller one. How old is he? 3, 4. The Bible is saying that. You, how old are you? You have been a Christian for 7 years. And the Bible is saying that by now, you should be teaching your younger brother. I'm not preaching well. Oh, I'm not preaching the thing well. What is his name? Yes. You could say, Jeff, come and sit down. Then you bring his Bible. And say, sit down. Let me teach you. Unless it's not the Bible I'm reading, you are you not a believer? Were you not a believer for a long time? For 7 years, you have been a believer? Yes. And even this one is older. You are old. 10 years a believer. You have been believers so long now that you ought to be teaching others. Everybody in this room, we have been a believer for some time now. God is expecting that by now you should be teaching others. Look at it. He says, instead, you need someone to teach you again the basic things about God's word. There's something called the basic things about God's word. Basic things that you should know by now. She's quiet. Am I overreacting? I'm overreacting. Me, I said that when I go to Strong Christian Conference to go and preach, I don't want to talk about all these things. These things that they say, stop fornicating, stop lying, stop what it's Lady Reverend Yah and LP Selassie them, Pastor Roger them. They teach you those things on Sundays. Me, I don't have time at Strong Christian Conference to come and talk to you about stop pornography or stop whatever it is. It will be a waste of my time. No, I want us to go into what can make somebody shadow. I don't know whether somebody likes such things. Or it's too high. I want to know. Like, I want us to discuss. Let's discuss. What makes somebody's shadow fall on somebody and the person is healed? But you see, the reason why we cannot go forward, that's the scripture he's saying that. He said, you see, like by now, we should move forward. Look at verse 13. Verse 13. What does it say? 13. We are closing. Someone who lives on milk is still an infant. King James says, babe. It's not your boy. That's your boy. In this thing, that is not, it's somebody, a babe is somebody who is drinking milk. Milk, yeah. Unless it's some of the girls who they are giving their breast to their boys to be drinking. So I don't know whether that's why, or Lady Revolution says such things in the church. We should respond in the church. Hey, somebody is here. You may never know. Yeah, there's some girl here. Or they'll come tomorrow. They didn't come tonight. Tonight they are not here. I'm sorry. I'll say it tomorrow when they come. Look at it. A novice is somebody who doesn't know how to do what is right. Bebore, if your mother ever has any reason to complain about any life you, like if your mother says that this thing you are doing, I don't like it, that's you. That it doesn't matter how old you are, it doesn't matter how long you have been a believer for, and you see, you are a disappointment. The person who wrote it, he was writing to Hebrew Christians, and this Hebrews 5, 12, 13, 14 is an expression of disappointment. Is another way to say, I am disappointed at you. You, I was here when you were born. I was here when you were born. There are some things. How old are you? 17. There are some things. If your mother
complains about them today, you are a disappointment. That's you. That for someone who lives on milk is still an infant, a babe, and he doesn't know how to do what is right. You are a disappointment. What is right? What is right? By this time, 17 years old in this church, how many people were born in the church? You were born, you fell down in the church. Wow. Come to church. You come Sunday, you be here till evening, then you come convention. Convention DHLA. We are here sometimes 12 a.m., 1 a.m., 3 a.m. We're not going home. Tomorrow you're going to school. Yeah, you wake up the following day, sleepy eyes, but Charlie, gotta go to school. And the following day, evening to convention again. For years and years and years and years and years. And should your mother be telling you after all these years, basic things, basically, like, what is right? I'm not preaching well today. Am I preaching well? I'm telling you, I'm talking to you. I'm talking, look. It must be your decision. And that's what I'm saying. It is because you are not, you see, you are not the real thing you profess to be. So we have to create a new category and give it a description. Yeah, we have to say that, oh, we're going to try and be a strong Christian. But it's not. That's not how you're supposed to be. Be a Christian. If you look in the Bible, Christians are supposed to, Ephesians 6, it says, well, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the commandment, with the first commandment, with the promise. I don't know what it says. It's there. Is there everything that a person needs to know to do what is right, clearly spelled out? Psalm 1 verse 1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standing in the seat of scorners. It's there. It shows you, don't walk with ungodly, don't walk with scorners, don't walk with different people. But is that not what you do? As soon as a boy enters secondary school, is when they begin to break Psalm 1 from verse 1 to verse 3. I'm not preaching anything well. Yeah. As soon as a girl enters SHS, is when they begin to disobey someone from verse 1 to verse 3. Exactly what the Bible said. Do not do. That's it. So you have turned safe teachers into CID, BNI people. You know, we are like always trying to investigate to see the people in secondary school, what are they doing there? Hey, babe. Am I shouting? I feel I'm shouting. The thing is, like, it's affecting me. You have turned your teachers. The Bible says, Jeremiah 3:15, I will give you pastors after my own heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. Lady Reverend Yair's job is to sit at home and talk to the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit give her knowledge. When she comes, she will open up the knowledge and understanding to you. You have turned her into a spy. Yeah. Status, WhatsApp status, Snapchat, TikTok. We are always investigating to see what are you into, what are you doing. We have become spies. They block us. Then we create a new account. We create a new account that you don't know. You don't know the account. Then we start following you again. We have become CIA, FBI agents. Because what is right, you won't do. Verse 14, we're going to go and sleep. How many want to go and sleep? Let's sleep. Verse 14, verse 14. Look at it. This is my part. Tomorrow we'll memorize these three verses. I want us to memorize them. But this is the part for me for this conference. They're not a novice. This is it. It says, there is something called solid food. Hey. I read a book one day. The man was describing something sweet. Pastor Roger. Something sweet. This story, I've told it everywhere I go, I tell it because it's the sweet thing to me. The man was describing something. I want to hear something sweet. Something sweet.
He said he went to church one day. He was sitting down here like this, on this row. This here. The worship. Those of you who have been leading worship, you don't pray, you don't have quiet time. I don't know what it is, but he was here. Worship time was going on. Worship leader was on the stage. Leading worship. Said suddenly he saw two angels, big one, on the stage. One was standing by the worship leader. Then the one by the worship leader started walking towards him. Walking to him. And the angel touched him. He fell down. He was on the floor. There were two angels, there were two. As he was on the floor, shaking, he couldn't move. Then the second angel, this with his eyes, he was seeing. He saw another, the second angel come. One held his leg to the floor. Yeah, I tell you. So the other one was pressing his chest. He felt like he was burning with fire. What I'm saying is it scary to you or is it nice? Because me, it was nice to me. I was feeling hot. Then at that point, it felt like somebody had poured water on him. So he turned to see the person sitting next behind him to see whether he was the one who had poured water on him. But it was not him. Then they would put water on him again. So what is this that is going on? So he saw that one of the angels had taken something like a wet towel and had put it on him. That was the water he was feeling. And he was trying to get up, but the other one was holding his legs to the floor. Hey! I sat on the floor and said, ooh. So as he was on the floor, then they left him. So the pastor who was doing the program, so worship ended everything. The pastor came. When he came and he saw him on the floor, he felt something was happening to him. So he called him that he should come to the stage and lay hands on people. He said he couldn't even walk. So ashes carried him to the stage. He was on the stage. What I'm saying, do you like it or you should go and sleep? He was lying, he was on it. They gave him a chair, he sat on it. He was, you know, like, so he was on the chair like this. Then the pastor who was doing the program said, all the pastors who are in the service, they should come to him so that he will lay hands on them. Then he was thinking, he said, even he cannot lift up his hand, how will he lay hands on people? So the person, when they started coming to the stage, they realized the guy can't lift his hand. So when they come, they themselves will lift the man's hand and put it on their own head. Then they will fall. Brah. Save yourself. Another person will come, put his hand here. Brah. Pastors were, everybody who touched his hand fell on the stage. They were just on the stage, falling down everywhere. At a point, he couldn't sit on the stage anymore. So he fell off the chair. And he was lying on the floor. But pastors were still coming. So one person, when he got there, he said, how will he, the hand? He said, okay, no problem. Do you know how to do bambalis? Do you know what bambalis? How do you call it over here? When you put your head on the floor and your legs are in the sky, what do you call it? Yeah, you guys, you speak English here. One of the ladies, when she got to the stage, the hand was on the stage, and the hand couldn't. So she got an idea that if she put her head on the hand, hey! So she'll fall. Then the other people got an idea that that's how we're going to do it now. When we get to the place, we'll do the whatever, and our head will be. I said, goodness, Lord, give me small, this one, Charlie, small one. How do you want something like this? You see, this is what is called solid food. And the Bible says that solid food, it is for those who are experienced. Those who are mature. And how did they become mature? Who through training, so you see, if you, let's read the, change this one to King James, let's say something, King James, KJV, I'm closing, I promise. I said I'll close, but But we are closing right now. Right now. Look at it. Yes.
Solid food. Those who have, through using,
are you seeing it? I know you're not seeing it.
Who, by reason of use,
let's close. I think you are sleeping now. Let's close. Let me close with this one.
What a Christian should look like is clear, is in the Bible. What you should do to become that thing is clear, is in the Bible. The only thing that is left is that you will sit down and do the work of use. You, the problem with the modern Christian is the problem of use.
You don't like what I'm preaching anymore. Turn to your feet, let's close. Because now you are quiet as me. Look, there are grown-ups here. I don't want to embarrass them. Let me tell you something. Me, I've been saying it all the time.
The reason why grown-up people, you have to organize convention for them so that a man of God will come from somewhere and lay hands on them so that they can get a baby is because of use. It's because of use. Grown-up Christians have not learned how to read their Bible and use it. That's why we have strong Christian conference, so that I can teach you to read your Bible and use it.
You won't need convention, I promise you. Paul, Saul of Damascus, have you seen any convention in the book of Acts that they organized convention for the apostles Peter, James, and John for come from Israel, they will lay hands on them so that they, whatever. What are you talking about? Even they appointed the dining hall prefect. Dining hall prefect, Stephen and Philip. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Let's close. Otherwise, we're not close. I beg you. I'm very serious. Stand to your feet, everybody. Let's close. I'm serious. I'm very serious. I'm serious. Let's close. Look, the time is 8:51. We have to go home. Stand to your feet. Tomorrow will continue. I promise you. Tomorrow, continue. Close your eyes everywhere, everybody. Close your eyes everywhere. I want to just talk to God. Just one prayer we are praying. You are asking God, may I leave this conference this year with the things to do to become an experienced Christian. That's one prayer topic. May I leave this conference. May this conference not be like all the other programs I have attended, but after this conference, may it begin to show that I am becoming experienced. May I learn things from this conference that by the grace of God, I will begin to practice them, I'll begin to use them so that I can become an experienced Christian. Pray. The prayer topic is very simple. We are closing right now. Are you the pianist? Oh, but you have taken long. Play. I should relax, eh? Everything's under control. Pray, please. You guys pray. Close your eyes and pray. Pray. Mahala brand. Libra sakabaha basada bratari andakala. Pray, somebody. Pray. Open my... Just talk to God and say, Lord, after this conference, nobody will call me a novice anymore. Nobody will call me an inexperienced person. Anybody will call me a babe anymore. Pray. In the name of... I don't hear you praying at all in the church. Pray. La shapa ko balabra paso kabalabra. Pray, somebody. You are talking to God and say, Lord, I don't want to be a novice anymore. Want to be mature. I want to be experienced. Pray. Mahaba lobra palianda labaha. Repaso pakala balabra pakala branta libalaba. Lebaso pakabala branta kabala brinda lebalaba. Pray for yourself. You are not praying for me. You are praying for your own self. In the name of Jesus, that I will do what is right.
I will become a person who does what is right in the name of Jesus. No longer be called a babe. No longer be called a babe. Somebody who is inexperienced in the name of Jesus. I will not be a novice anymore. I will not be a babe anymore. I will not be an infant anymore. In the name of Jesus. Malabra sakaha. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for the things we have heard tonight. Help us. In Jesus' name, amen.